The President of the Republic, Professor John Atamels, has returned home moments ago after successfully undergoing routine medical checkup in the U.S. The President was met on arrival at the Kotoka International Airport by a high-powered government delegation led by the Vice President John Mahama, some national executives of the NDC, and a sizable number of party supporters and well-wishers. The President told the gathering that he is fit and will continue to run the affairs of the state. Our presidential correspondent, Seth Eyah, joins us to tell us what is happening. Seth, where are you now?
Well, George, thank you, sir. I'm still at the airport where President Mills, a few minutes ago, addressed, you know, a sizable crowd of NDC supporters, well-wishers, and members of the national executive, as well as the security agencies. And President Mills expressed gratitude to all those who prayed for him since he was pronounced dead by a section of the public and his departure to the U.S. and return. He said he is very grateful to every single Ghanaian who wish him well and that he is back to continue the duties bestowed on him by the good people of this country. George.
Seth, what is the atmosphere like at the airport?
Well, as I'm speaking to, the atmosphere over here is very charged. We have about two brass bands singing and dancing their hearts out, you know, just to see the president's arrival. And one interesting thing that happened was that the flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayarga, joined Vice President John Mahama and other government officials to welcome President Mills from the U.S. And I'm fortunate to have with me here. Thank you very much for joining Radio Ghana. Let me find out from you, what motivated you to join the government delegation to welcome President Mills?
This is a country in which we all preach peace. And as a matter of fact, I think that the first citizen of this country is Professor Atamels, President Mills. And it is necessary for us that if the president is out of the country for medical checkup, which was a very serious one that we all believe in, that we should be seen together praying for him as a nation. And as a presidential candidate, I think it was necessary to come and receive him to show the level of democracy that we have in this country, that politics is not a tool for violence. Politics is a tool for us to be able to agree and disagree. It's a tool to bring us together, to love one another. After all, what we are all looking for is to transform the ordinary lives of the people of this country and to bring unity and peace into this country. My visit was to show the level of democracy and to show how much love we all have for the president of this country.
Let me find out from you, before the president left for the U.S., you know, we heard rumors that the president was dead. A whole lot of things were said about him. As a flag bearer, when you heard of this, came into your mind and seeing the president happy and gay this afternoon?
I think that I put myself in the shoe of the president. And I asked myself, if one day I am in that same seat and things is happening this way, will I sit down and watch that happen, or will I show some level of love or concern for this first citizen of this country? Because one day I also become the first citizen of this country.
That was actually a good show by a flag bearer of another political party, certainly good for national unity. But then, did the president specifically say something about his health?
Yes, the president said he has been fit always. He is fit and will continue to remain fit to run the affairs of this country. He said his medical checkup prove that, yes, he's someone who has been fit, is fit, and who continue to be fit. So he's
right
back to Ghana to run, you know, the affairs of the state for the 6 months that is remaining, and also going to campaigning for re-election.
Seth, personally, we are not medical doctors, and you are not to determine whether somebody is fit or not. But then, looking at his appearance, before he left, he stood up and demonstrated some skills. Did he do anything like that to demonstrate to the layman that he is really strong?
Yes, the president, when he was about to leave, yes, I was at the airport here. I saw him, how fit he was before he left. And he returned looking the same, you know, as fit as he left the country. You know, he walked all the way from the plane to the VVIP section of the airport where he addressed the crowd. And so President Mills, from what he said, means he's very fit for the rest of the year and the campaign as well.
All right, sir, judging from what happened before the president left, the allegations of the president passing away and here and there, you know, the president in his speech before his departure was not all that happy that certain people in his own country will be coming out with certain allegations that are related to death. I mean, looking at his mannerism, is he really happy that he's back?
Yes, President Mills is happy to be back. You know, when he disembarked from the plane, he was carrying a miniature Ghana flag, and most of the people also carried the same miniature flag, and they were, especially the NDC supporters, they were singing, Otiasio, Owuyo, Onyame Nadumti, Owuyo. President Mills waved the flag all the way from the aeroplane to where the protest, you know, had gathered, and waved back to them, you know, waved the miniature flag, and everybody also waved back, you know, the miniature flag.
Seth, thank you very much for talking to us. We all wish the president well. Thank you very much. That was Seth Eyiah, our correspondent, who is with the president of the Republic at the Kotoka International Airport.